It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Come on in, we serve drinks. Food's good. Welcome to Waddle's World, brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. A lot of football news, and we will get to more football at 4 o'clock, because there's a lot going on, including some interesting comments that I believe that were made by Nick Foles.
Yes, right. Besides baseball, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is.
Bears
it's
and
football
Bulls.
Season for... Yeah. Do you realize?
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to say?
Do you realize how excited you are? Because in our promo video, you were very excited. People have commented just how excited you visibly looked.
Yeah.
Quite excited.
Well, I mean...
Your pigskins were showing.
Yeah. What I was going to tell you is that from this day or from this week through, like, as far as the eye can see, there will be football. Not just in practice. There's a Thursday night game this week. I don't know if you know that.
Are you watching preseason football just because it's football?
Would you like to show yourself out of here with
really?
That kind of asinine comment?
We usually get bored during our team's preseason games.
Are you going to get bored during this year's preseason games
not
for our
with
team?
Justin Fields on the...
That's my point.
And I can't wait for the Trubisky-Fields showdown. That is going to be entertaining at the fantasy football championship.
Consume as little or as much as you want. But I do believe that we have ourselves a football game this Thursday night. It's the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I believe that's the Hall of Fame game,
right? It is the Hall of Fame game. No Dak, though, right? Because of the shoulder?
Yeah, that's not good. And by the way, I'll be in Canton this weekend to enjoy the celebration of Jimbo Covert going into the Hall of Fame.
It's outstanding.
Jimbo's one of our favorite guys.
And this was supposed to be a year ago.
This was, I believe so, yes. And I know how much, I mean, obviously I have tremendous respect for Jimbo as a football player, Hall of Famer. You and I both
love
the guy. He's a fantastic human being as well as a dominant football player. I believe he only was able to play 8 years because of the back injury. But dominant as hell and much deserving of going into the Hall of Fame. And I played with Jimbo, I think, for a couple years and then, you know, got to be, you know, decent friends with him. So I feel flattered to be part
that's
of the
incredible.
Crew that's going. So
he's one of the kindest,
yes.
Smartest guys. Yes. One of these would hear about all these former Bears and how they do off the field.
Yeah.
This guy is hugely successful.
I plan on bellying up to the bar next to Dan Marino, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go stalking.
Will you ask him the Yurko story, or has that been asked before?
I'm not going to invade his space, and I'm not going to pull him aside as he's having.
Dan, with the Yurko.
Can you book him? Yeah. Can you book him for Monday?
No, can't do that.
Dan Marino would be a good book.
Yeah, I think you should slip him a little note.
I'm there to celebrate the career of Jimbo Covert, not
do
sign
some
up
work.
Guests
book
for
him.
The week.
Book him.
No.
Do you guys feel this way? The Hall of Fame
By
game
the way,
each
are
and every.
Are you excited about football? We have a football
game
on Thursday.
Are you kidding me? What do I look like? You cut my skin. I don't bleed blood. I bleed football talk. Let's go.
You believe what he
you
said?
Bleed football
yes.
talk.
Yes. What do you think we're doing here, Sylvia? Of course. We bleed football talk, and I'm excited. Do you guys ever feel this way when you get?
He's still shook because his kid's a White Sox.
I know. And the whole Cubs thing last week, selling off all their pieces like it's a bad garage sale.
You got a bunch of meaningless baseball for your team from here to the end of September.
Yeah, do you guys ever feel this way? The Hall of Fame game, it's like the start of the sprint till the end of the summer.
Yeah.
I always feel like when we get to this weekend, Hall of Fame weekend, it's like, I love summer. Everything's great. And then you realize, oh, crap.
Yes.
We're weeks away from Labor Day. Yeah. And this puppy's wrapping up quickly here.
This puppy up.
The change to August is always, like, July's my favorite month on the calendar.
Is it?
Well, I mean, like, think about all July has packed in. It's got one of the best holidays and the 4th of July. The weather is the nicest that we get. It's spectacular.
August is pretty nice weather.
August is nice, but like Chris said, and football's back.
Yeah.
you can feel the days are getting shorter just a little bit. You can notice it's getting darker a little earlier.
I noticed this last week.
Yeah. So is it already getting darker?
Oh, yeah. The sun's starting to go down around like 8:20 now. And you know, the height of the summer, it's up past 9.
Speaking of football, there are some football stories to get to real quick. Carson Wentz going to have foot surgery, going to be out 5 to 12 weeks.
It's a big window right there.
I was just going to say, that's a pretty, you know, big discrepancy. My guess is it's probably going to be somewhere right in the middle, probably 7, 8, 9 weeks.
And I know we're going to talk about Foles at 4. Do you believe that Foles isn't an option for the Colts because of the Wentz?
No.
Well, does Wentz and Foles, do they get along when they spend time together in Philly?
I'm not 100% sure. Look, it's probably, I don't know Carson Wentz at all. I never met him. I haven't heard a ton of firm rumors about different things. It feels from a distance like he can be a bit sensitive about things. And there's probably some, you know, sensitivity that exists. Look, he was going to be the MVP of the entire league before he got hurt, I believe, against the Rams, right? Trying to dive into the end zone. He was going to be the MVP of the league, and then Nick Foles steps in, and they end up winning the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. So, and now Carson Wentz gets hurt. Nick Foles comes into the Colts, potentially, and they do the same thing there. Like, I'm not suggesting they're going to win a Super Bowl, but what if he goes in there and plays well? Are they going to say,
ooh,
we're going to put Nick on the sideline over here, we're going to give the job to Carson Wentz? I mean, I don't know. It is funny, though, because we will talk more Bears and Nick Foles at 4 o'clock. But I think Nick Foles said some really interesting things today when he met the media.
And the bigger picture is having to do with Matt Nagy.
Yes. Some other NFL news. Eagles rookie wide receiver Devontae Smith, also the Heisman Trophy winner this year from Alabama, Roll Tide, is expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks with a sprained MCL. How about this story? I brought it to your attention. This is the first time I've ever heard, and maybe this isn't the first time it's ever happened, but a young man who's supposed to be a senior in high school is going to skip his senior season to join Ohio State. It's quarterback Quinn Ewers, number 2 prospect in 2022, top quarterback in the class in Texas, and once committed to the Longhorns, he said no. Cited his inability to profit off of NIL as a factor in his decision to head to Columbus early. So
he is
going to Ohio State and will be eligible to compete in fall camp.
Good for him.
Do you have to have a high school degree to go to college?
It's a good question. Does he get a GED?
I don't know.
It's Ohio State, right?
Ouch.
Wow. High school degree, not necessary.
I will say this. My best friend in the world, Phil Vogel, he says it's the 6 greatest years of his life. Going to Ohio State and getting out. He did spend 6 years.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Some other news for you quickly. Simone Biles will return to competition for the beam final.
Good for her.
Okay. I don't know if you saw this morning. You probably didn't because it came on at 3 a.m. When I woke up at 5 to do what I normally do, which is take a bathroom break, my wife was still up watching the postmortem of the game because Canada beat the U.S. women's team 1-0. So they will now play for the bronze medal.
Was that a huge upset?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Canada and
soccer?
I will
say this to you, too, that I thought, and I watched the entire game when they played the Netherlands, I thought the Netherlands outplayed them from start to finish, and I thought the U.S. team was fortunate to get past them.
I haven't followed as much, Waddle, but I believe the conversation around the women's national team has been there were some good young players that were left back.
Really?
And a lot of the names that you know, Carly Lloyd and some of the others who were taken with to Tokyo, that if they would have taken some of the younger players, the team would actually perform a little bit better.
Maybe you could trade them to the Yankees, to the Mets, and to the Giants and bring up some of the younger guys.
Players. That's pretty funny on your behalf. Japan has rallied earlier today past the U.S. and into the semifinal round in baseball as well.
Really? Oh, yeah. We lost in baseball too?
Yes. Yeah. Jason Benetti, I think, is doing the Olympic baseball. That young man is
fantastic.
Yeah,
is Benetti's the best. He's doing it from here, though. He's not in Tokyo.
Right. But he's taken time away from the White Sox television broadcast to do Olympic baseball.
Connor, our buddy Connor, had the walk-off call yesterday on Goodwin.
It was fantastic.
So, do you, You want to hear the Lala when we come back?
Yeah, when we come back, we've got Lala and the nuttiest story of the day in something we call Florida or Ohio.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
See some people roaming the streets today. Roaming may be the wrong word, but just traveling the streets of Chicago who were in town for Lollapalooza.
We do okay. We do all right with that.
Me personally or the city?
You had your own personal story. Yeah, did you with your daughter okay?
Yes.
Any phone lost?
No, nothing was lost. My daughter and two friends and my niece were all in my other daughter's apartment all three nights by 11 o'clock. They did not go yesterday. So it was 3 days of debauchery.
They were home by 11.
But they were all there. Yes, they were all. I can follow them on my phone and the chip in behind their head and their neck. No, I'm joking. But
how do you know they didn't pull the wool over your eyes there and pull a Ferris Bueller?
So they left the phone in my other daughter's apartment?
Or yes,
it is possible.
I was just looking for a way to go to sleep, and I couldn't go to sleep until I knew she was back at my oldest daughter's apartment, and that's when I shut her down and went to bed.
No, that's where you like refuel, and then you go back out for the night. Right,
right? And you leave your phone behind.
She may have done that. I don't know.
But all's well that ends well.
As far as I know, yes. Chris, I guess you were out on the street taking it all in and checking it out, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's something we like to do from time to time. It's called Black and Abdallah's in the lot, and usually we're out in a parking lot, but over the weekend, we were out in the streets in downtown Chicago for Lollapalooza.
In the lot with Black and Abdallah.
We're going to try to talk to some of these fans, and if they get unruly, we go back to you.
The sweet smell of grilled meats.
Who's ready for a heated link here, huh? Anybody?
Ice cold beer.
You better pound these beers and get in there. Game's about to start.
Black and Abdallah are in the lot.
I think that we're going to have to throw it back to you because these people do not want to conduct themselves as gentlemen.
I'm Chris Black. I'm out on the street, and I'm talking to the youth of today as they head to Lollapalooza. Who are you guys here to see?
We went to see Suicide Boys and Playboi Carti and Miley Cyrus.
My favorite today is Polo G.
Polo G or Jack Harlow or Tyler, the Creator.
Today we're seeing
Tyler, the Creator.
Jack Harlow.
Roddy Ricch.
Polo G. Yeah.
How was it?
Playboi Carti was awesome. It was like, I mean, his concerts are known for like huge mosh pits and stuff. Like, I've never been in a crowd that big. It was huge.
Some of the lesser known bands at Lollapalooza, have you guys heard of Bep Bip?
I have not, no.
Have you heard of Mookie Betts and the Blue Five?
I have not.
Are you guys going to check them out?
I only got the one-day pass, but I don't know what day they were playing. Did they play yesterday?
No, it was Saturday.
Okay, so if I had that pass, I would go check them out now that you just told me. But
Bep Bip?
I don't think so.
DJ Drew Holiday, have you heard of him?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Wait, what's his, like, style, if you had to sum it up?
Yeah, I don't even know. Is
well,
he like EDM?
People that we don't know the names to, but then we like go and then we know the songs.
Yeah, like, oh, this is you that's playing these songs. Like, oh, okay, it makes sense.
Last year when I was there, Terry Stotts was like that. Did you guys hear him play last year?
Yeah, last year. I went for 2 days, so I don't know, maybe? Is he like EDM or chill music?
Yeah, it's like folky stuff.
Okay, yeah. Like,
he plays a banjo.
Oh, he's a banjo guy. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of some of the lesser known bands like Bep Bip?
I can't say.
No, but we have been seeing like smaller bands and they're really good. Yeah. It's really fun.
I honestly like the person I saw yesterday, Max. I didn't know who he was, but his show might be like my favorite.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good performers. Yeah.
I think Mookie Betts performed yesterday early. Did you guys see him?
No, but we saw like, so I don't really remember their names, but they were really good. They were good performers.
Everyone is super good. Everyone has really good energy. Like, the crowds are awesome. Yeah. So.
Have you guys heard of some of the lesser known artists like Bep Bip?
No, I have not. I have not.
I have.
Terry Stotts?
I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah? Plays coach?
Plays a banjo. It's nice.
He does?
Yeah, man. Saturday. Yeah, early. You got to get there early, though.
Right. Yes, he changed sides.
I'll be there.
So
Good times out in the streets.
Goofing on the youth of America. I was just hoping, Chris, I did not hear my own daughter's voice in that.
I don't think I ran into her, no.
I love that out of all the names you Terry used, Stotts. You used Terry Stotts.
That's fantastic.
He's looking for a gig, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, has he landed somewhere as an assistant?
I think later in the show we'll hear another example of the youth of America not getting it
but
right.
Can I give them credit? Because a lot of times when you get interviewed and the pressure's on, you agree and you say, oh, yeah, I saw BaBip.
Yeah,
BaBip was great. None of them said they saw them or tried to fake it.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, it was good.
I will say, they are much smarter than they appear. Is that a fair way to put it? Like
are you telling me their appearance led you to believe that they were very smart?
Like you would think Gen Z, they're all, you know, and they're too worried about TikTok to really know what's going on in the world, but seemed like
were they all dialed into their phones, or were they looking you in the eye?
In the eye. Okay, they were having a conversation. They were being people and humans, and I like
that's
that.
That's fantastic.
Good work.
That is good.
Thank you to everyone who participated.
Well done. And again, we will get, what do we call that again?
In the lot.
In the lot. We'll get back in the lot before we get out of here today. Real quick, the nuttiest story of the day brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
I'll just give you the basis here. The Pentagon is experimenting with using artificial intelligence to see days in advance. Tell me that doesn't scare you.
That freaks me. What do you mean? How could it happen?
The U.S. Northern Command recently conducted a series of tests known as the Global Information Dominance Experiments, or GIDE, which combined global sensor networks, artificial intelligence systems, and cloud computing resources in an attempt to achieve information dominance and decision-making superiority. According to NORTHCOM leadership, the AI and machine learning tools tested in the experiments could someday offer the Pentagon a robust ability to see days in advance, meaning it could predict the future with some reliability based on evaluating patterns, anomalies, and trends in massive data sets.
If Abdallah was here and he's back tomorrow, he would be freaked out now. He's talking about the robot takeover and everything that.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like something like a time machine. If you have...
A little freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on the way. It's gone.
How could they predict the future?
You're going to have to talk to someone smarter than me about that. You guys want to play a game real quick?
Real quick.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation.
Wow.
Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings.
I don't even understand.
Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Bam, bam.
All right, guys. Suspect steals WWE title belts.
Whoa.
Yeah, listen to this. Suspect did this job in a central arena in the town. Police are searching for a man who stole WWE property from that central arena. Early in the morning, an unidentified man entered the arena to steal items belonging to the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Which is based out of Tampa, right?
Tampa. That's good. That's smart.
Something stolen? Is there some meth or anything involved as well,
Sean?
Well,
there were three title belts signed by various WWE stars.
Okay. Are you telling me the headquarters are in? It's in Tampa.
I don't know. I have to guess.
Cross necklace worn by WWE star Sheamus, and a corner pad. A corner pad.
The filled buckle, with booger sugar.
The buckle,
no,
all stolen by the person of interest.
I'll roll with Florida again.
I'm going to go Tampa.
I'm with you guys. I think you're on to this one, Florida.
Yep, Tampa, Florida.
Whoa! You nailed the city.
Boom.
There you go. We got some callers that want to take their phone calls. Also, Nick Foles, did he go after Bears coaching?
In a veteran type of way.
You'll get a Bears report coming up in 2 short minutes.